Hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Piper. If it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and you can be a part of it. If you have a question or if there's something you'd like to talk about, call now. The lines are open at 844-322-2742. That's the number for the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Call now because it's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, we do have open lines right now at 844-322-2742. My name is Bob Christopher. Richard Piper is here as well. And we would love to talk to you on this particular edition of Basic Gospel. Our topic this month is learning how to stand, getting our feet firmly planted in the gospel of Jesus Christ, firmly planted in the love of God, firmly planted in the power of God, firmly planted in the provision of God. And this is so vitally important because in this world in which we live, we're going to face spiritual warfare. That's just part of the Christian experience. And so if we don't have our feet standing in the gospel of Jesus Christ, our enemy is going to push us around and we're going to chase after every wind of doctrine. We're going to be unstable in all our ways. So it's very important to have our roots grow deep into the gospel, have the gospel grow deep in us, and to be firmly established in our faith. In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul talks about this spiritual warfare, and he says this, finally, and this is verse 10 of chapter 6, finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. I think that's one of the most hopeful passages in all the Word of God, that we live in a world that is anti-God, anti-Jesus. The ways of this world are opposed to the ways of God. Mm-hmm. It's a selfish world. It's a self-seeking world. And yet when we come to Christ, we're rescued from that. We're put into a whole new realm of existence. And there's a whole new paradigm in which we follow, which we live out by grace through faith in Jesus. But we still live in this world. And so our enemy is still going to try to knock us off our solid and firm position in Christ Jesus. And how he does that is to attack us at the essential truths, that level of the essential truths that we have in Christ Jesus. First and foremost, our forgiveness. So we know our enemy, the devil himself, is the accuser. So he's going to accuse us of everything imaginable, everything under the sun. And he's going to do all that he can to try to trick us in believing that maybe this salvation didn't take. Maybe we've never really come to faith. Maybe we've outsinned the grace of God. Maybe we're beyond the very reach of God's forgiveness. Mm-hmm. That is where so many people are living their lives right now. They think that they've outsinned the grace of God. They think they are beyond the reach of God. Well, what is that? Well, it is a person who has fallen prey to the schemes of the devil.
Yeah.
So we need to put on the full armor of God. Well, what is that? It is the salvation. It's these essential truths that we've been given in Christ. The fact that our sins have been forgiven, the fact that we have been declared righteous in the very sight of God, and so much more, which we will cover throughout this week. But this leads me to a very exciting announcement. Today, we launched Basic Gospel University.
Yes.
And our very first course that we have uploaded to Basic Gospel University is entitled, It Is Finished. Now, we have discovered that until a person rests in the finality of the cross, they're never going to experience the abundance of Christ's life that they have by grace through faith in him. So this is a vital, crucial issue. And so many people today are living their faith through tweets and sound bites and Facebook posts, and they never give themselves an opportunity to dive deep into the Word of God. Well, this particular course, It Is Finished, is an opportunity for you to dive deep into what the Word of God has to say about the forgiveness of your sins. And when you work through the six particular messages, and each message has a outline that you can follow, that you can print and follow. There's a quiz after each deal, and then there's a further study.
Yes.
So different passages that you can read in the Word of God and really allow the Spirit of God to deepen this into your heart and to really teach you. You know, Richard and I can teach you as men. We can point you into the Word of God, but you're really going to learn when the Holy Spirit teaches you. Mm-hmm. So this is designed to really get you in tune with what the Holy Spirit is going to be doing in your life. But it is Basic Gospel University. It is live right now.
Yes.
And this first course will put you on solid footing. It will give you a standing that will be firm. And when those accusations come, and they're going to come, they're going to come just in your own thinking. They're going to come from just wayward comments that different people make. They're going to come through various messages that you take in, maybe through television, maybe through billboards, whatever it might be. There is all sorts of legalistic, accusatory messages out there in the world today. And it's easy to latch on to them. And once you do, it's easy to start questioning whether you're forgiven or not, whether Christ's work was sufficient or not, whether you're saved or not. We want you to be able to stand firm against those schemes of the devil. And that's why, again, we've put Basic Gospel University together. We want you to go and take a look at this course. And I think it's going to be worth the $39 investment to go through this course and really get grounded in the forgiveness that you have in Christ.
Yes.
The website, you can get to it at basicgospel.net. We have a link to Basic Gospel University on our homepage, or the website that'll take you directly there is basicgospel.university. That's basicgospel.university. And all the information is there. We have a couple of videos, introductory videos, to help share with you what the overall purpose of Basic Gospel University is, and a particular one on It Is Finished. So go to Basic Gospel University. If you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube, that information is on your screen right now. If you follow us on Facebook or Twitter, and if you don't follow us on Facebook or Twitter, go and do so. You're going to get all kinds of encouragement each and every day at both of those sites. So we would love to have you a part of Basic Gospel Nation through Facebook and through Twitter as well. But all the information about Basic Gospel University is on those particular sites as well. And go. I am so proud of this course. The video is really well done. My son Coleman, I'm going to brag on him a little bit. He did a fantastic job putting the videos together. Greg Park has done a fantastic job at developing the portal for where these particular courses will be. Richard, you just did a great job in delivering your messages. This is going to be a power-packed deal, and
yeah,
it'll give you an opportunity to dive deep into the Word of God.
Yeah, I would add to what Bob's talking about, take your time going through this.
It's a self-paced course.
Yes, it's self-paced, and you could get through the videos in an hour and a half. That's not taking the course. That's not letting this information sink deep and the Holy Spirit reveal what it's all about. Take your time. You know, go over it. If you want to go over it two or three times, of course, you can do that.
Yes, and I would advise that.
Yeah, seriously. And just let the truth of the Word of God, as the Holy Spirit reveals it to you, change your life. And you'll know that your life has changed when somebody asks you a question about forgiveness and you can say, well, here's what forgiveness is.
Yes.
It's not what Bob said or what Richard said or anybody. It's here's what the Word of God says about forgiveness, and I'm staking my life on this truth.
And here's what Jesus did.
Yes,
here's what he accomplished by shedding his blood, mm-hmm. by dying on that cross and crying out in victory, it is finished.
Yeah.
So this is a powerful course, and don't miss the opportunity. We're going to be talking about it, almost daily from now until forever.
So
get used to it, and we're excited about this. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Richard Pfeiffer is here. My name is Bob Christopher. We invite you to join us as well. 844-322-2742 is the number. If you have a question about forgiveness, about spiritual warfare, how to stand firm against the schemes of the devil, we would love to talk about that on today's broadcast. Again, the number 844-322-2742. I also want to remind you that Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. We're strong. We're able to do what we can do because people like you who are listening stand with us and give financially, either give a one-time gift or partner with us on a monthly basis. And we would love for you to partner with us as well. We have a resource that we want to put in your hands this month. It's called Stand. It will help you find solid footing in this broken world in which we live. It's our way of saying thank you for partnering with us and getting this good news out to as many people as possible. And we certainly need your help right now. We've talked about it. The summer doldrums were a little more doldrumier than before. And so we certainly need your help. And if you can support us with a gift, a generous gift, we would be so grateful if you could do that. All the information on how you can give is available at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Well, Richard, let's go to our phones and talk about some very important subjects.
Yes, I love this call.
How can someone who was never trying to show God they were justified before they were Christian, in other words, they didn't know God and they never thought about the law, what the commandments were, and then they encountered Jesus and were saved, but still have guilt and still almost now try to prove themselves to God, you know, kind of live legalistically now. Even though we're supposed to live under grace now, you know, the Bible says you're free, essentially, from that. How can we kind of balance that if we never were trying to prove ourselves right to God? I hope that makes sense.
Well, it actually makes a lot of sense, and he's really just told my story, my early days as a Christian. I came to Christ at a seventh grade summer camp, church camp. I didn't go to camp looking for answers. I wasn't, experience angst in the depths of my soul, so I was just there for fun. But the last night, the gospel message got my attention, and I knew that I needed Jesus Christ, and I received him. I said, Lord, I'm yours. I know I need you, and it just was so clear to me. You know, I'd never had a really clear thought in my young life, and that day, I mean, it was just as clear as it could possibly be. I knew I needed Jesus. Well, I received Jesus and was born again, made alive in Christ, but I didn't know all the details of that. I didn't know really the story of the gospel, what all that entailed, what exactly God had done in my life. So I tried to live the Christian life through human effort, and I attacked it. I wanted to be God's guy. I wanted to do the right thing. And so what happened to me, I became a law unto myself.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Paul said in Romans chapter 2.
Yes.
He's talking about Jews and Gentiles. He's making the case that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And part of making that case, he's talking about the law that was given to the Jews, mm-hmm. and how that was the very thing that condemned them and showed them their real need. Well, the Gentiles never had that. So how are we supposed to know our need? And what Paul says in the argument is this, and it starts in verse 13 of Romans chapter 2. It says, "For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the work of the law is written on their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them on that day when, according to my gospel, God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus." So we become a law unto ourselves. What was my law as a believer? It was self-effort. So I had some standards. This is what I need to do. I need to pray every day. I need to read my Bible every day. I need to go to church. I need to have something inside of me that says that I really love God. I need to be able to fight the sin that's knocking at my door.
Yeah.
And, you know, I failed on all of those. I didn't read my Bible every day. I didn't pray every day. When sin knocked at the door, I said no sometimes, but not very often. And so as I tried, the harder I tried, it seems like the stronger the grip of sin had in my life, until I finally came to a place and gave up. I said, I can't do this. The only thing I know to do that I seem to be doing well is sin. And that's not what you have for me. I know sin is not good for me. It affects people around me. I want to somehow be released from that power. And it was then I learned the way of grace. And so we have to realize that we're not only saved by grace through faith in Jesus, that we actually live the Christian life in exactly the same way, by grace through faith in Jesus. Grace is the fuel that powers us from start to finish. So if we want to stand in victory, if we want to truly experience this abundance of life, if we want to be free from the condemnation and guilt, we have to do exactly what Galatians 2:20 says, and it says this, that we have been crucified with Christ, nevertheless we live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life I live in this body of flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me. So this life that we live is by faith,
yeah.
And that faith is a response to the grace of God. It's a response to Jesus Christ. It's not something that we're mustering up on our own. It's just the natural outflow of this grace pouring in to our lives each and every day.
Yeah. So if you were one of these Gentiles who didn't have the law, and you lived what some people would consider a horrible life, and then you met Jesus, fear not. That this tendency to create the law yourself is an absolutely natural human response. Push through to Jesus and ignore that law and let the Holy Spirit change you, like we talk about almost every day, change you from the inside out, so that it's the grace of God that is driving your decisions and your thought life and then your choices, and watch him do it, because
yes,
he absolutely will do it. He will finish what he started, Philippians 1:6.
Julie asked a question on Basic Gospel, our YouTube channel. She's watching, and hello, Julie, and Wayne, and Lee, and everybody that's watching on YouTube today. Well, she asked this question: could you explain why some people in the world who don't have Christ but do have a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind? And that's a passage from Timothy, right? And that's what we've been given in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. But there are certainly people out there that seem to have it together. They seem to be calm in the midst of storms. And there is a human maturity, isn't there, Richard?
Yes. Yes. In fact, I believe it was C.S. Lewis, one of the things that convinced him that God was real was traveling the world and seeing in every people group this idea, this core idea of morality. There were certain things that weren't supposed to go out and kill your neighbor. wherever he was in the world. You weren't supposed to go out and steal your neighbor's wife or husband all around the world. You weren't supposed to steal their stuff. There was no law. There was no Christianity there. That is the human condition. And it's one of the things I think God has put in us, so it makes it easier for him to approach us and get our attention. And so you will find people, some of the finest people in the world, who are lost, but have, for whatever reason, been able to live a life, or at least fake living a life, that is more loving, more giving, more just, more faithful than the average person. And they do exist. I used to be one of those people, except I was lying. I was a different person on the inside than I was on the outside. And so I had this tension always in my life until grace actually did break through and change me from the inside out. But those people do exist. And you say, praise God for them, because if we didn't have them, this world would truly be a hellacious place. But we have people like that, and I hope that in their actions, while searching and doing whatever it is they do, that God is able to get through to them one of these days, whether it's through us or someone else, that they realize, you know, God put this desire in my heart, and I need to respond to him to see it fully blossom, not just have this little tiny piece, because what we do when we care like this is we create laws. You know, it's not right that people are doing this, so let's make a law so they stop. That never stops anybody from doing anything. It just adds to the laws. And Jesus is the one who changes. He can change them too.
Absolutely. Now, the verse that Julie was referring to is 2 Timothy 1:7, and it says this: for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Now, I think that's important for us to make note of, that we've been given a spirit not of fear. The spirit that's in the world is a spirit of fear.
Yes.
Now, many people have learned to manage that, to stuff it down. And, you know, we see people who are scared to death, and yet they stand up and they put themselves out there as far as singing and music and, you know, for job interviews and those sort of things. But this fear that we see about in the Bible really has to do with punishment. You know, perfect love cast out fear, because fear has to do with punishment.
Yes.
So we only believers can really have solid footing there, knowing that Christ has taken away their sins once and for all, knowing that their sins have been forgiven, knowing that the punishment that they justly and rightly deserve has gone upon Jesus Christ himself.
Yes.
So that would be the distinguishing mark, and that will give us in spiritual matters, things that are important to God, that will give us self-control and power and love.
Yes.
Things that will transcend what we see just in normal everyday
we're
life.
We're able to move from "it ought not be this way" to "what would Jesus have me do and believe and say?" It's a completely different thing, moving from victory to victory.
Yes, indeed. Well, this is Basic Gospel. My goodness, this half hour flew by. And we are so glad that you were with us, that you joined us on today's broadcast. We'll be back tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. In the meantime, Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. We certainly need your help right now. And if you can go to basicgospel.net and click the donate button and make a generous gift today, we would greatly appreciate it. Like I said, summer months are very difficult times for ministries, for nonprofits, for churches. That was the case for us. We need your help so that we can catch up a little bit and keep Basic Gospel on the air. So go to basicgospel.net and click the donate button and give as generously as you possibly can. And we have a wonderful thank you gift, a wonderful resource called Stand, and we will get that into your hands as quickly as possible. Also, we're excited about Basic Gospel University. If you're interested in our online course, It Is Finished, go to basicgospel.university. That's basicgospel.university. Well, for Richard, for Greg, and for the entire Basic Gospel team, this is Bob Christopher saying so long from Louisville, Texas.